It's Saturday night and the bar is packed. Every eye in the room is trained on the tiny tanned man at the piano, Bobby Weatherby. He's slinging jokes and blowing kisses to the regulars crowded around him. He doesn't use sheet music, never looks down at his hands, and he never, ever takes a break, not even to enjoy his applause. He's working the crowd so hard that by the time we get to the key change in Hello Dolly, the bar has turned into a gay, boozy revival church.
Okay, this is where we sell this mother.
Bobby is so beloved in Provincetown that he literally carries the key to the city. But even at 77, he's still pushing himself like he's got something to prove.
Every night I perform, I'm into what I do. And, you know, you're there, and as my mother said, you got to be there. So why in the hell do you need a break?
When Bobby first came to P-Town 50 years ago, he saw firsthand what could happen if he didn't push himself.
My biggest fear in life is that I will end up like a guy by the name of Bert Perry. He would get his drink, and he'd go back to the piano, put a dollar in the tip jar, and some creep would hide the dollar.
What is it about that that you don't want to do?
I don't want to be known as a has-been. You know, I'll check out before I do that.
Bobby fell in love with the piano when he was 3. He was a natural. His mother had given up acting to have kids, so she groomed him for the career she never had. I never loved you. And pretty soon, Bobby was performing all over New England, even on TV. But for his mother, nothing was ever good enough.
I'd come home, and she would never, ever say it was good. She would say, they photographed your hands looked awful, and it's back and forth and back and forth.
It pushed him to excel, but over the next few decades, Bobby also struggled with his career and, like his mother, with addiction.
When I was bad with booze and drugs, I obviously wanted out. For some reason, we really haven't found that out yet. Maybe that fear, that horrible fear I have of being Bert Perry.
Today, Bobby's healthy and thriving, finally enjoying the accolades he and his mother always dreamed of. But now, there's a new generation of talent in P-Town's piano bars.
It threatened me, because they were all young enough to be my grandchildren. And John is the reason that it sort of eased me out of it.
John Richardson writes beautiful queer love songs by day and performs in piano bars by night. He sees Bobby as a mentor. People even call him Baby Weatherby. So when John asked Bobby to do a stage show last year, he said yes, even though he'd never played with anyone else before. And for one song, John convinced him to step out from behind the keys. For the first time, Bobby took center stage and sang while John played.
And it was dazzling, and people still talk to me about it. They were just like, you were playing in that show where Bobby got up and sang.
John's piano bar show is really different than Bobby's. Less Hello Dolly, more Hello by Adele. But you can see the same spark and hustle in his performance. He wears glittery Elton John sunglasses, coaxes people to sing with him, flirts with the crowd. And like Bobby, he never, ever takes a break.
You sound good tonight. You sound fabulous.
They all bring a different thing to the Crown and Anchor. And it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. And then the old lady goes on at 9:30. And I'm going, singing Gershwin, Porter, and a lot of show tunes at the top of my lungs.
When it comes time to pass the baton, Bobby says he might, but maybe just a few more songs before he finally takes that break.
You can be the cream of the crop. It's not where you start, it's where you finish. And you're gonna finish. You're gonna finish. You're gonna finish. On top.
For WCAI's Ways of Life, I'm Mona Mudgaukar in Provincetown.